You couldn't make it up. English news on January the 10th. In that 1964 children's classic, Mary Poppins, the eponymous nanny sings to her young charges that a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down. Well, the food industry was certainly paying attention. With the growth of health consciousness, food products promoted as low fat have become increasingly popular. The problem is that if you take the fat out of foods like yogurt, you need to replace it with something to keep the taste and texture. And that alternative is very often shockingly large quantities of sugar. Consider this. In a normal serving of low-fat yogurt, there are 5 spoonfuls of sugar. That's half the daily recommended limit for an adult woman. If she eats pasta with a tomato-based sauce from a jar, she gets 4 more spoonfuls. And a couple of slices of processed bread will make up the rest of her daily sugar allowance. All that is before she has a Mars bar, that popular chocolate sweet in England, which contains 5 spoonfuls of sugar, or a can of Coke with a whopping 9 spoons, or, heaven forbid, a spoonful of sugar in her tea or coffee. All this information comes as part of a new campaign called Action on Sugar, which is aimed at pressurising the food industry to reduce the amount of sugar in the things they sell us and help us all avoid the debilitating and deadly dangers of obesity. Perhaps we shouldn't be surprised to discover that far from supporting these calls for a 20 to 30% reduction in the amount of sugar in processed foods, ministers of the current industry-friendly government in England are critical of the Action on Sugar campaign. They object to the campaign's comparison of sugar with tobacco. In truth, sugar may be more of a menace than tobacco, as it's hidden in foods and is consumed unwittingly, if not unwillingly, by children as well as adults. There's no surprise either in the reluctance of the food industry giants to reduce sugar. It's a cheap and easy way to bulk up food, make it more appealing, and increase profit margins. Well, sugar used to be a storm in a teacup, but now we're seeing it spread to the rest of the breakfast, lunch, and dinner table. Talking of storms, we heard about the dinosaur fish uncovered on the Dorset coast by the recent battering from stormy seas. Well, it wasn't alone. This last week has seen a flood of reports of storm finds ranging from unexploded wartime bombs in Essex to a mystery shipwreck in Cornwall. Amateur archaeologists and treasure hunters who rushed to the coast after a storm to see what has been uncovered are being warned of the dangers of unexploded ordnance, as explosive military devices are called. As one expert might have said, it's no teddy bear's picnic. If you go down to the beach today, you might get a nasty surprise. That's all for now. Bye.